USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Biden is announcing an increased military presence in Europe.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
A Texas legislative committee is back at work interviewing witnesses to last month's deadly school shooting in Uvalde. It's led by State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
Thus far, this committee has interviewed 21 different witnesses. We are scheduled to interview 9 today.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, is suing the Department of Public Safety for denying him access to public records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Michigan Supreme Court is making a ruling regarding charges related to the Flint water crisis. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
The Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that indictments against former Governor Rick Snyder and 8 other people in the Flint water scandal were invalid. However, State Solicitor General Fadwa Hammoud appears to be ignoring that ruling, saying she's prepared to prove the allegations against them. Tuesday's ruling by the court wipes out those charges. The Supreme Court said state laws authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants as a one-person grand jury, but they do not authorize the judge to issue indictments.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is proposing a $25 million fund for out-of-state women to visit New York to get an abortion. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis says although many New Yorkers may be pro-choice, she doesn't believe they want their taxes to fund what she calls abortion tourism.
We believe that people have to protect the taxpayer money. We are seeing record budget in this state. It is completely fiscally irresponsible.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Powerball jackpot for Wednesday's drawing is an estimated $365 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.